Okay. Gonna open a meeting at 6:01. And the first thing is on the agenda is additions to the agenda.
I have a request from Elaine to put this at the top. It's about how we organize the meeting, and she checked with the VLCT,
Yeah.
and she it says a hybrid meeting. We can mute all the people and ourselves.
That's just information,
Oh,
what we're
okay.
talking
No,
about.
well, no, you
But
need
hold,
for
look,
us, sorry,
so you want to talk about
for us to
the
do,
meetings? Yeah, we
right.
don't have to go any further. We got to get it on the agenda. We don't have to, we
Well, it's
can't.
already on the agenda.
Oh.
She just asked me to move it up because she wanted to be able to do it for this meeting. So she asked to move it to the front.
Did
So you get
anyone
it.
have any additions to the agenda?
I
We got
don't.
to start some Yeah,
there.
that's where we'll start.
Okay, sorry.
I do have one addition about the roadside mower. If we can add that on.
I'll make a motion we add roadside mower to the
Second.
agenda. All of the
Hi.
favor? Aye.
David, Carol Davis. So I was wondering about an answer to my question in regards to the traffic study Isaiah was going to look into. I don't know if there's any information yet, but I thought I'd ask the question.
Yeah, it can be. It doesn't have to go on. They'll
I
come
didn't
under.
know if it should be on the agenda.
Well, it's on, can it come underneath old business,
Yeah.
or
Okay.
at the end of the meeting?
Okay.
Okay. So, are we all set? Anything else?
No, I have nothing to do.
Okay.
I
I
have
have nothing.
nothing.
Okay, Orleans. Yes.
Can
Yeah.
we do this first so
Yeah.
I can set the
Okay.
meeting? So it is all right with the VLCT, or they okay to mute all the Zoom people that come in, and then we can unmute them. They don't have to unmute themselves, and we need you to okay that so we can do it for this meeting.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll make a motion on that.
So I'll make a motion that we
David, do it.
adopt the procedure of unmuting Zoom participants on our own instead of allowing them to unmute themselves.
All second. All in
Hi.
favor?
Hi.
Okay. That's it.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So the next item is Orleans Sheriff's Department contract. And I guess you're up next.
David. Hi.
Yeah.
I'm Jennifer Harlow, your sheriff, and this is my chief deputy, Richard Wells,
Yeah.
who's in charge of patrol.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Here we are.
Well,
Here we are.
so
Who's John? John Dell.
John Zimmer, treasurer.
Right.
I sent the email, and I think what we wanted to talk about tonight is in light of the upcoming renewal. Last year, about a year ago, we talked about the proportion time built to the summer months versus all the other months. And there was a general discussion about that. We said we'd like to have more time spent on the May to August timeframe rather than the September to April. So last year we talked about it was 64% was in the non-months and 36 were the summer months. And that moved to 60-40. So it really didn't move. And that's when, our population goes from 350 people to 2,000 people. So we're really looking forward to summer months. I think last year we had a discussion, it didn't move. I think what the select board would like this year is to have a service agreement in the contract that defines the proportion of hours that are going to be spent on the summer, the busy months versus the non-busy months. And in doing the research this year, some other things came up that were a little discerning that we wanted to raise as well. For the last 4 years, in the 12th month of the contract, March, that's the biggest month for billings. And it's dead here. So we have the largest number of hours billed in the 12th month of the contract. And so we'd like to have that time dispersed more towards the summer. And the other thing is the for what we see for activity in the town, the contract's probably overstated, the $28,000. And we wanted to talk about bringing that amount down.
I mean, definitely, my view of it is if you don't use up your hours rather than try to fill them in March and get that many hours, just don't fill the contract. You know,
Okay.
that I would personally, that's the way I'd rather see it because March is, you got nothing happening here. You know,
Did
no.
that happen this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
So forgive me, how's the contract paid out with Westmore? Is it quarterly, hourly, or yearly?
It's
It's hourly by the month.
It's hourly by the month. Okay.
Yeah. Do you still do camp checks?
Yeah, if somebody requests.
If they request it, but it used to be that they would automatically come in and go through and go around and check camps to make sure there's no break-in, and they would just look at if there was snow on the ground, they would just look to see. I was just wondering if you still did that.
No, I've never heard of that ever being done.
If I'm old enough, so
Yeah,
that
no, people request us and want us on their property. We're happy to do that, but we're not just going to go and
you don't
run.
go on the property. They just drive by, and if they see activity in the snow or something like that, then they check into it.
Well, I mean, yeah. So, I mean, obviously, with all our patrol guys, if they see anything that's suspicious, they always they'll stop and look into it.
But what they had a regular route though back then. They would go
Yeah,
down.
they used to.
You
But
remember,
I
don't you,
think,
Bill?
yeah, I remember. But I think now there's private people that
Yeah,
are
plenty of
going and
cameras.
checking the heat, because a lot of people leave heat on, so they go in and check to make sure the heat's
Yeah.
going. And
Okay.
so
Okay, so go ahead and
no, so I'm sorry that I come to meetings before, didn't realize that there was any issue with the service that we've been providing. The town is clearly. You guys, if you want to cut the contract or if you want to agree to a certain amount, that's fine. I know that we've had general conversations in the past about the busier months. That's what you want to see for patrol, but I can only give you what I can give you. So I didn't feel that you guys were unsatisfied with the service that was being provided and the amount that of time that we were spending in the town and the productivity and what you guys were getting. So I apologize for that. But yeah, you guys, as the select board, you can decide what you want to spend for money. But as far as the hours, spending more time here, I mean, we do what we can to get here. And I can't, during the summer months, there's a lot of people here. We spend as much time as we can here, but we also have, many other towns to go as well. And I have people who are on vacation and things like that during the summertime. So again, we do the best that we can. On the weekends, we're mainly in Greensboro. That's our biggest contract, but our guys do make an effort to try to get out here when they can because we know that you guys want people here with the beaches and stuff like that. But we've responded to calls that you guys have had for concerns or anything to that nature. So I wasn't aware that anything that was not being satisfied. So
What was it that brought this up other than just the numbers themselves? I mean, if the service is there, because again, so I think we attended 2 to 3 meetings all of last year, and not one time in the meeting was anything brought up about the service that we were providing. Like as far as parking problems or anything like that, like there was nothing. I tried to go through the last year of emails to see if we got any email complaints or anything like that. I couldn't find any.
I think people are just like parking on the beach when they're parking in the road. People are too discouraged. They know nothing. And I don't know if it's our ordinances don't allow you to do anything, but
They do.
it's just really, it's, I'm not blaming it on you. It's like, well, why do we call them? They can't do anything anyway. You know, if we could tow vehicles, that would get rid of the problem in a
If
hurry.
a car
But
is parked on a public highway, the car can be towed.
And I'm gonna adjust a little bit. So I think when the service is here, when you're here, I don't think people are not happy with the service you provide when they're here. I think we're looking to make it more efficient for the money that we spend to have you here more when we have the bigger population here. Because I mean, I have seen value.
I've had, and I forget his last name, Dave has sat in my
Sorry,
driveway.
process.
Yeah. In the summer a couple times, and it seems to stop the people squealing their tires at the stop sign there at the at 5A. So when you are present, I don't think we have an issue with the service you provide when you're here. I think we're trying to get our dollars to be more efficient, and that the hours that you're here are more geared towards when our higher populations are. And if you can't be here more when our higher populations are, then I think we want to adjust the contract and not have extra hours in our slow times.
Okay.
Does that
Yep, that makes
make
sense.
sense?
And I think just for full disclosure as well, we called some other towns and we're paying more than some other towns. And they have more road miles, they have higher populations, and Westmore's paying more. So we wanted to bring that a little more in
Well,
line.
because we're here more than those other towns.
Right. But I think for what, for 8 or 9 months of the year, it's dead here. There's 350 residents. There's nothing much going on.
Okay.
So
Well,
I think
again, that's
you
a
want to
town,
line that.
right to do whatever you guys feel is best for the town. That's
So from a contract perspective, you would be open to us adjusting the hours based on what we think we need, but the
I can't promise you that I'm going to be here more hours than we are
but
right
you
now.
right. But I'm saying if we want to drop it from however many hours there are to less hours based on what we think our needs are.
What are the hours that you're looking for? I mean, because like you had just mentioned, we did 40% of the contract out of 4 months, so there was, you have eight other months throughout the year. And I understand that your population goes down, but crime doesn't go away. I mean, there's still people that drive through this town, even though they may not live here. This road right here is a well-traveled road, and there's still speeding that goes on regardless of what happens. Cars go off the road, car accidents during the winter. There's still crime, there's still a service that is needed. And I think what you're gonna do, like, so if you're saying if we drop, say, the hours, so if we went from 100 hours to 50 hours, just putting that out there, we are not gonna be able to tell you that we're gonna do those 50 hours just in those months. Like, it's our contract is not written that way. We got away from that 4 or 5 years ago, regarding that you're contracting a service. It's hard for us to man people when you're just wanting, somebody for 4 months. Because if we have the other 8 months to pay for somebody's salary on top of that, to be able to have the manpower to cover.
No, I don't. I mean, I don't think that's what we're asking. I think we're saying that if we drop our hours, there would be a change in the numbers just by, for instance, getting rid of the 14%. I think it was 14% last year in March.
If the last 4 years, it's been 19, 16, 25, and 16%.
Yeah. So if we got rid of 16% of our hours and said, we would expect that 16% to be dropped in March, but keep the summer. Right, because you've already given us a number that you can generally do in the summer based on history.
Okay.
So if we're dropping it from, and I forget what the contract is, if we're
But if
dropping
you
it,
drop the contracts, let's just say right now it's 8 hours a week, just to be easy, and you drop it down to four, then you drop that hours per year down to 4 hours a week. We're going to be here 4 hours a week, depending on what the caseload is throughout the entire year. It's not just going to be through the summer months.
For me, the
Does that make
biggest problem
sense?
is where you backfill the 56 hours in March, where 16 would have been more than enough.
Okay.
Where you just were trying to fill your contract,
Yep.
and it's like, they gotta sit on the beach and watch the ice melt.
Well,
It's just
again,
really.
that would have been great to know from you guys if that's what you guys want and you guys are okay with it. So that if we couldn't fulfill the contract, then you guys are okay with just us billing what we had and then letting the rest of it go and you guys just keep that in an account. Like, that would have been.
That's the way I see it. I don't know if the
Yeah,
rest.
so I mean, if that was the case, I wish that would have been
Yeah,
communicated
but of
better,
course we don't get
because
the.
then we would have done that a little bit
But we don't
differently.
get the bill till after the fact.
I know, but it's been
Well,
5, 6 years, and I've gone to almost every town meeting and asked any questions. I mean, anytime you guys have contacted me with any questions or concerns, I'm either here or readily available. So I'm not putting any blame on anything. I'm just
yeah.
saying,
So
yes,
has
you're
your
right.
board
We're
ever
trying to.
signed into our website? Because everybody that we, all the towns we contract with,
Yeah, we have that.
have up to date numbers every day on the website.
Yeah, we don't have access to that.
And
Save site.
stars.
Stars, yes. We
And
don't have
stars.
yeah, we've never been provided
I don't think most
That's
people know
you
your phone
definitely
number.
have. I've set down all the emails. So what it is, you have a login information and then a password. And then when you log in there, it comes up for the town of Westmore. And that's how we log all of our hours. Like,
Well, right.
so it's
There's nobody in this building who is aware of that. I told them. There's
okay.
nobody who is aware of that.
Okay. Well,
I heard
I
that
think
from
it
the
was placed
city.
though,
Yeah.
but previously we did have that in place before the town clerk. Yes, I'm
Yeah,
aware of that myself. I
okay.
remember that myself,
The
but
town
nobody's accessed
treasurer's
it.
offices
Yeah.
have
Okay. But
changed.
nobody's accessed it. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's
Well, we can
there and
get you
we
back,
can.
get
It's
you back
there
on
and we
that easy
can.
enough. Yeah.
Right.
That can be rectified very easily.
Right.
I'll send another, I'll
Yeah.
send out an email for the login and password tomorrow.
Okay.
Send it to the
Send
clerk
it to the clerk.
at
Clerk.
the clerk at westmoreonline.com. He was the
Okay, yeah, I think
one.
I've
Not
received
online.
an email
Oh,
from you anyway,
yeah.
so
Well,
I think I'm
people
gonna keep my
change.
contacts. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, so like with that system, so obviously like if it's a snowy winter day and you see a sheriff parking at the beach watching snow melt, like you can log in or ask somebody on the board, whoever you give permission to. If it's going to be the treasurer or not, you can log in there and they articulate their activity, what they've done for the day. Obviously, if they're doing whatever they're doing, it should tell you how many hours that they spent there and what they did for work. And then if you have questions on that, obviously you call us up that same day or the next day and say, hey, like, why was this deputy sitting there watching the snow melt, for 3 hours, which is a which would be a great question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Mr. Chair, a point of clarification for my article, if I may. Chris Wright from the Newport Daily for your records. Can you just sort of straighten my head, kind of give me a quick background on what brought this here tonight? Because I'm new to this issue in this community.
Okay.
Yeah. Basically, I think John was the one that
Yeah.
run the numbers and came up with the. So he knows more about this. I mean,
Yeah,
he became aware of it.
yeah.
We looked at this for the first time really last year. And then this year we refreshed the numbers and looked at it again. But it's the timing for the new contract. New contract goes in place April 1. So it was the new contract that pushed the renewal.
So do you, Mr. Chair, do you have a contract now?
Yeah. Well, we don't have we I have a contract, but it's not signed
But it's
yet.
not signed yet. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Anything else? Anybody?
No.
So whatever you guys decide, just let me know what the decision is and we'll work it out through there.
Okay.
Okay. We'll get back to you. Thank you, Karen.
Okay. And if
Thank
you need
you
me to
for.
come again, that's absolutely fine. One of us can be here. I can't. So, okay.
Well, thank you. Appreciate
Yeah.
your
Yeah.
answering my
No.
questions.
Yeah.
Thanks.
No problem. Have a good night, everybody.
Yeah.
Have a good night.
Okay.
Excellent. Okay. So, do you want to? Like, we can go into executive session for a contract discussion.
Right. We can do that till after.
Afterwards,
Yeah.
if that's what the
Yes,
board.
yes, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why I'm
Yeah.
asking. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So we move on. Okay. Westmore Fire Department. Okay.
I am Meg Carter, Secretary of the Westmore Firemen's Association Board.
Yeah, I'm Chris Venegas. I've been at a couple meetings recently, and I was just appointed as the new chief.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Chris.
Yes, thank you. So I have put in front of you an update letter. We're considering this our second quarterly update letter from the fire department to the select board. This one happening to fall about the 30-day mark of our 60-day contract renegotiation period that was decided on in Ooh, May. May. So we have put our heads together and listed out a lot of the things that we have accomplished, some of the things that are in progress, and several things that we plan to accomplish. We have a lot coming up in the next 30 days, including quite a bit of maintenance that's been scheduled with different contractors on our equipment, and we are working on pulling together some trainings as well. You can see on there, we've increased our meeting schedule from once a month to 3 to 4 times a month. We have a monthly business meeting, a monthly maintenance and cleaning meeting, and a monthly training meeting now. And we also have been attending the Northeast International Mutual Aid meetings, which is the third Monday of every month. So that day we don't have the department meeting. I'm happy to go through and read off the list if you would like.
I don't think you need to read the whole thing. I think it's looks fairly extensive on the various things that you've been doing. So for the sake of time, I think we can all read this on our own.
Right. I figured we didn't want them to
do it. Yeah. I guess my question to you is, are there any impediments or blockers to you meeting the 60-day, I forget what we called it, get right plan, get healthy plan, where you were doing your checklist to do any things? Do you foresee any impediments to that?
Not from my perspective. I think we're, given the fact that there are no like concrete goals aside from feel better, us, our side, and your side, about how the department is situated, that we are well on track. I feel like this list is a great start. We're continuing with our meetings and our discussions. We have been meeting several times outside of department meetings to try to pull together different things. And we're getting a lot of community help, which is very, very gratifying. Really want to shout out Lily Young from New York Fire Department, who has been such an amazing support for us. We've also gotten a lot of support from the mutual aid group that we've been attending the meetings since April, and the chiefs and just everybody who's there has been really, really amazing.
Yeah, and our assistant chief and lieutenant or captain are there at night.
Yeah.
So we also we have this drafted run third. It's a process that I guess we, of course, not exactly using all the way yet. But we're going to help push it. The folks at NEMA want to do it. So we're dividing town into three different zones for where the, you know, our neighboring towns we would want requests from. Each of those zones is color coordinated on this run card here. And for the time being, like you all know, we have Charleston backing us up for confirmed fire. And that will change when we get a new engine. We'll take that back over. But we're going to keep doing... you know, relying on our neighbors and being there for our neighbors more as well. And we'll start reaching out to all of our neighboring departments, especially those listed here, to make sure that they know we're going to want their help and we're offering our help as well. There is, we've been on a new engine. The markets are tough with the budget we're working with, but there's some folks in California that I think might give us a deal. So I'm pretty excited. I think the one thing I want to make sure to mention is that all the direct feedback, all the pinpoint issues that y'all have seen and mentioned, we're grateful for, and I think we've addressed every single one of those. The one impediment that is in the back of my head still is we ordered new turnout gear 6 weeks ago, 7 weeks ago, so it's supposed to be here any day, but we don't have brand new turnout gear. But we ordered four, and we ordered one more set because we have a new Lieutenant Eric Rando, who lives right up the road here. We want to make sure also has that kind of stuff because everything else is out of date.
We were Jason reached out to me about the insurance inspection, and there were three items that were brought up. I believe there were our fire extinguishers, which we did check, and they are up to date, and every one of them is in the green zone. We have an appointment in August to get those re-inspected, and every year in August we will continue to have that done. We removed the items from the steps that were mentioned, and we will address the cords on the floor as soon as the electrical work at the station is complete.
One more fun thing to mention, we already have an July 4th in concert with the church, with the pancake breakfast. We're going to have a barbecue out here. So 250 years for America, 25 years for us. It's kind of a cool lineup.
Been around 10%.
Yeah, this is a really impressive list reading through it of what you've accomplished
you.
So far.
If there are any additional things that you want to see done before the end of the 60-day period, please do let us know and we can work to bring those into play.
Okay. Thank you.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Okay, so the next item is Bruce Moffat decontamination station.
Thank you. This, what basically what I said last time. This was in a petition form. We're the people that have agreed to it. Just to go back, the residents, landowners surrounding the old salt shed property right away, basically, take issue with the location of a decontamination boat decontamination site there. We all agree with the need for one for the purpose of waterways and in the lake. So while we support that effort, we would like the town to reconsider and inject the Phillips Boat decontamination site planned for the old salt shed turnout on north intersection of 5A and old 5A. The issues of Paramount are the traffic that will bring the noise, the trailers, the pressure washer equipment, the unmuffled boat motors while they're being flushed from 2 to 5 minutes, the increased public activity, which is scheduled for 7 days a week, 6.5 hours a day, potential environmental impacts, including wastewater runoff, chemical contaminants, and drainage concerns. Potentially disturbing prior unknown contaminants from former garage activity. Eventually, you will, once you start this process, you're going to have to get to a ballast tank decontamination, and that will probably most likely require a pad underneath for reclamation of that water because that's a larger quantity. Once you do that, now you're digging into the soil up there. A negative effects on property values, reduce privacy enjoyment of the neighborhood and safety concerns related to the increased vehicle and trailer movement on a 50-mile-an-hour roadway. The speed limit doesn't drop 35 until you get past that junction. There are available alternative sites, some of them closer to the, and have not been fully vetted. Unfortunately, I tried to work with Carmen, but she's been unavailable for discussion.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the names. Those are the abutting landowners and then others that are not abutting, but in proximate to that disturbance. I can go through the names, but you can see. Any questions?
No, I don't have any.
Nor do I. No.
No.
We really haven't. We haven't heard any more from Carmen or anything.
I have.
Oh, you have?
Mm-hmm.
She's done with it.
I've heard that too. Carmen's told me that
she's done with
it. Yeah.
Yeah, she's all done.
So the question about continuing to look at alternative sites?
Then I will take that on and try to get with Carmen to reinvigorate her.
Yeah.
Oh,
good work.
Okay, thank you.
As
well, that'd be good. Yeah.
As well as some of the folks that have signed below here, I think are motivated to also do that.
Okay. I do have a question for you. As you were talking to the people on here, were they told that this was a temporary
loaner device from the state that they are taking back at the end of July, and that this is not a Westmore purchased device, because I know one of the names on the list specifically told me that they thought it was a Westmore device, that it was permanent.
I told them it was for the month of July. Westmore, I believe Westmore approved taking on the loan for it.
No, there's no money.
There's no money.
My understanding was the state had to get the town to agree to take the loaner, even though you didn't have to pay for it, you were liable for it.
And we pretty much did that at one meeting.
So that was my understanding, is you did have to take liability for it.
But no one.
Understood. Yes, and you know, two things to that. One, it's the peak of summer resident business as well as enjoyment. So from the contamination or the noise aspect of it. Two, as I think I mentioned last time, these things never are temporary. Once you establish a site like this that people are not for, but it's been put through, then everybody says, that's an opinion. That's not.
I think if the select board was going to have anything to do with it, I mean, the state guy came and looked at it, and some of the questions and concerns that are here that you've been telling, I think we would look, we would cross our T's and dot our I's.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. If it was a, if, I mean, from my perspective, the draw was that it was temporary and a test, and that they could shut it down at any time if it wasn't in use or deemed not effective. So had it been something that was, they were looking at a permanent site, from my perspective, there would have been a whole lot more input. But since we are not buying, nor do we have budget to buy our own, the state has not offered to give us one for free. Seeing if it was a, if it was even viable for Westmore was a draw.
Who would be the liaison on the board for me to speak to continue the process? Greg?
Yes, I did review the six sites with Carmen last fall, so I have some awareness of that. And I think going forward, though, we are going to continue to have contact and buy-in from the state. So
yes,
it's quite going to be quite involved going forward. But I appreciate you saying that you would like to, as you put it, reinvigorate Carmen and and proceed with looking at other alternative sites.
Yes.
Okay.
And I've spoken,
go ahead.
I spoke to Lou Bushy at the state.
Yes.
And he had some insight, and you know, he confirmed and concurred with the noise aspect of it and how that's going to be difficult to place.
With the limited parking, I just can't imagine people, if there's a spot to park your truck, saying, yeah, okay, I'll go up the road, they're going to say, now my boat's clean. You know, I just don't see that it, people will pull away
for that
from
spot.
from that empty spot.
Yeah.
You know,
That's a whole nother topic.
Yes, it is.
Probably inside long.
Okay.
Any more questions?
Yep.
Anybody?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, Bruce. Okay. Let's see.
Are we still on the Deacon?
Well,
Bob,
next.
No, I think he's calling us a zone.
I'm not really about decontamination station. It's basically, I think the paper I handed you is, it's a common dilemma in Vermont municipal governance. When a town pursues a public project like installing a boat watch station, it operates under the select board executive authority. Whereas private development of that kind of thing goes under the ZBA. Because the select board is primarily a legislative and administrative body, its standard meetings rely on the Vermont Open Meeting Law, which requires public comment period, but does not inherently mandate a structured, evidence-based inquiry with formal party status. Our select boards can and do borrow formal instructions, hearing procedures from zoning world when a project significantly impacts neighbors. If your town is looking to formalize a process for these type of contentious public work projects, there's different pathways. And I just, the last meeting, I saw, Bruce was bringing up concerns. And that's basically what we do with we deal with that exact same thing with,
zoning appeals.
Well, zoning appeals for use?
Conditional use?
Conditional use laws. So, and it really works because people bring up their concerns, but they have a very formal steps to go through to analyze it, what you have to study, what you don't, like we do. We'll ask, how does this go against the laws? And do we have to consider this type of thing, how the impact's going to be, and consider it against the bylaws, state laws. And we do an evaluation with that. And then we go through 12 criteria that we can adjust the permit. In other words, if there's noise, how do we deal with that? Say we're worried about parking, there'll be too many cars trying to, or vehicles trying to get into the washing station. And then we would sort of, and a condition is, we can do that, but the washing station has to be in contact with the boat greeters. And if they say, we're getting too crowded, don't send anybody up here. Solutions like that, you put conditions on it. So my suggestion is that you guys if you look at the section 203, they have all those rules and all those questions you ask. So when something, this might cause a problem, you want to be upset, then you could just do like a select board meeting, open hearing, but you have to warn the neighbors, warn the people around, put it in the paper or whatever. I don't know how you want to announce it, but if everybody's aware of it and they can discuss it, and then you can modify and check with the state, they're worried about contamination. How is that? How do we prevent that? I'm sure they've dealt with that before, And how do you, how can we say that this is what we're going to do to prevent that problem? So I just thought it would be, I know there was one time when there was some tree cutting done on Long Pond, and somebody was very upset about that, and it ended up in court. And, to prevent that type of thing, I thought it would, to have a procedure for something like that.
Yeah.
We don't really want to do it because it would be the five zoning board members making the decisions that you guys would make and asking the questions that you guys could ask. I mean, it doesn't have to go through us. But the hearing really gets it out. But here's the problem to go run into. How do we find solutions for that?
Yeah. And I think I go back to the temporary versus permanent. I think for a permanent one, I don't think there would have been any question as to getting in additional feedback and so forth.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
With a temporary, time sensitive.
And the thing with it is with the temporary one, you would have found out a lot of your answers right during that process.
Right.
So that works. Yeah.
Yeah. But
yeah.
Yeah. My idea was just that, in the future, if you wanted to do something like that, if you had another project and we said, this is going to be, so Bruce did say he was never warned. He didn't know this was going to happen until after it happened, So, anyway, just a suggestion. Ask the same questions that we have when we interview the conditional use person.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay. So the next one is Tim Hayes. He's not here. We can table it first.
Is she on Zoom?
Mm-hmm.
No, there's a person named Timmy Wimmy, so I was looking to see if he raised his hand, but nobody's raised their hand to talk.
No. We can bring that up later.
Okay, table it.
Table.
Yep.
Yep. And fireworks municipal oversight.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Tim Hayes. I'm sorry. I had myself muted.
Good.
Sorry about that.
It was supposed to work. I muted it off.
Did you see the box that says do not allow them to unmute?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay, Tim.
No, so anyway, I realized that maybe only just a couple of weeks to follow up on this did not give you folks enough time to really look into it. So I apologize if that's the situation. But I don't know what you folks are thinking about what I had discussed.
Elaine did send us a bunch of the rules, email
regulations
from was it VLCT?
Yes.
So we do know that legally nobody's. We had the sheriff right here. Too bad we didn't bring it up.
Well, she doesn't enforce local ordinances. So
the permit is required. That's the conclusion from the regulations, Tim. Anybody using fireworks has to obtain a permit, which and they also the occasion when the fireworks are set off with the permit has to be overseen and regulated by a town official.
Yeah, great.
Where do you get the permit from?
I think the fire chief can do it, can they?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, the fire chief can sign off. Right. But again, we're still, even with that, we're still, with lack of enforcement, I mean, we can't enforce it ourselves. So without an enforcement mechanism, I mean, we can adopt 10 ordinances, but without an enforcement mechanism, you know, short of calling 911 and complaining about the noise, like based on what I read on the regulations, without an enforcement point, adopting an ordinance is a gesture, not a law.
So it's more of a suggestion kind of a thing.
It would, I mean, from my eyes, if we can't enforce it, it's just, it would be symbolic.
No,
without an enforcement mechanism.
And we just heard that she can't, her hours, that's, you know, we can't get her hours that we want anyways.
Right.
I think you'd be better off with a grassroots, try to get the word out to everybody, like at the pancake breakfast. Maybe someone put a poster up and say, the Eagles are being scared off of the fireworks. Please go to Barton and watch them at the fairground. And, you know, I think that would have more effect than any rules that we can write.
Well, the celebration for the 4th of July also has made it important for people to realize there will be no fireworks sponsored by the town on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Jim, okay. For your information.
Yes, okay. Well, that's
not
good
part
to know.
Of the celebratory activities, fireworks are not included.
Yeah, okay, good. Good. Well, those of you who do live around the lake, you might have noticed this past weekend that the 4th of July weekend actually started on the 13th of June, because Saturday night there was an extensive firework display down on the south end. So, you know, this is happening. We discussed this last week, and it's just going to continue. So I was thinking about more of a neighbor citizen watch kind of a thing, where, you know, if we could get the word out and people, you know, can notify someone when they know a specific address, and maybe it's the sheriff department, maybe, I don't know, but if they don't have a permit and they're still doing it and they're extensive and not just sparklers around running around a yard, I don't know. Just a thought.
So that sort of goes in with what you were suggesting.
Yeah, I think people pressure would do more than that.
Yeah.
Law enforcement.
Yeah, it's kind of like zoning infractions too. You know, like today I saw down on Old Cottage Road an excavator literally on the waterfront. No, it may not be an Act 250 property, but I know that we've got bylaws. We've got rules against that. But I don't know who's in charge of that. I don't know whether it's Andy Burley, Bob, whether it's somebody on your team. I have no idea.
A&R, right? Wouldn't it be A&R?
Yeah, it's a natural resources.
Would it still be A&R if it wasn't Act 250?
Yeah.
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 If they're in the water, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Violation.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Can we get a letter down to the South End, maybe to the campground, saying that there's discussion here at the select board meetings in regards to, fireworks and they're not prohibited? I mean, could we have something like that go out from, I don't know. Well, the newspaper will say it, right? There we go.
We kind of, so we'd have to know where it came from. But again, doing a grassroots, getting it out there that, fireworks are highly discouraged, blah, 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 and
Could the
see if that.
Rushmore Association get involved with that too? It sounds like, they're for the protection
Yeah.
of life.
I mean, I'm
We
going to.
could put a notice on the Westmore Common Fire Facebook page,
Yeah,
maybe. That might be a good
I mean, the
idea.
people who've been doing it for 25 years are going to continue to do it.
But I
I'm
think
yes.
guessing.
Yeah, I would agree.
I think we've been blessed with a lot of wet springs, but I would be worried about a dry spring and that level of fireworks around this lake. Yeah, there's a lot of forest.
What?
And if anything, I think that's my biggest fear.
The fire.
The fire, yeah.
Forest fires
Yeah,
starting.
old camps, a lot of wood, a lot of fireworks sparks.
But it's
Yeah.
a lot of garbage going in the lake, and that's what I don't want.
Yeah.
Wait,
But
I mean,
I think there's a real threat if it was a dry spring.
oh, totally. Totally.
Saying something different.
I wonder if we could get posters and put them on a stick and stick them around
We'll
town.
get
That's
it.
with
Yeah.
a circle with an X in it.
Oh, yeah.
Again, there's nothing against us reporting it right now. If somebody has an issue with it, there's nothing against people calling 911 and reporting that people are setting off fireworks. And if they have time to get down and check and see if they have a permit, I think they will. It's a matter of whether they have time to get down and check that or not.
Yeah, especially holiday weekend, that's probably unlikely.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I did some investigation. There are three lakes in the state of Vermont, Shaftesbury, North Huron and Lake Champlain, and Lake Dunmore, who also have nested bald eagles, and they have areas where they're protected from fireworks and also boat traffic. So I don't know how they did it. I don't know all the ins and outs in it, but I did some research and that's what I found in the entire state of Vermont. Maybe I'll dig around a little more and try to investigate that a little further, but
Would a compromise be if you're going to do fireworks as designated areas on a lake?
yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, how about the new parking lot at the South Beach?
Yeah.
Get it as far away from these eagles as we can. Yeah.
I'm not talking
Yeah.
about.
I don't, I mean, I
Well,
don't know.
you got Westmore Barton line, and I know people just on the other side of the line that do fireworks.
Yeah.
Can you imagine
So
how
they're
much?
closer than the other end of the lake.
Can you imagine how much money China makes off an hour 4th of July?
Oh yeah.
It's like trying to, it's gonna be hard to control. I mean, it's been how many years? Forever.
Yeah.
Well, as I know.
It's like something you have that you better not bother me with it because this is what I do. And this is what my family's done. My family before that and. But anyways,
Family
dumb.
tradition's hard to beat.
Oh yeah.
I think the Eagles is a good emotional
Yeah.
tie-up. People feel bad about that. Their neighbors may say, you're disturbing the Eagles,
Right.
which will
Yeah.
Well.
curtail a little bit. I think, push that. So.
Yeah, I think if we could, I still think the posters and put it on the bottom, you're
Yeah.
scaring the
So,
eagles off the nest with a. Something like that.
If you're doing it again, you can just cite the fact that there's already regulations that say you have to have a permit.
Right.
Right? You have to have a permit to set off fireworks. If you do not have a permit, do not set off fireworks. And some people will not do it. Others will continue.
Curtail.
Yeah.
Yeah, and hopefully the families that will continue to do it regardless are not putting on these quasi-professional displays like what's been going on around here. I don't know, maybe just everything's been upgraded, better materials are available now. I don't know, but boy, I'll tell you what, they're getting pretty damn good. And that means there's more of them.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. With the costs of everything going up, it might cut that back some.
Maybe. Maybe, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we
Well,
need to move on.
I appreciate your consideration, folks. Thank you.
What question?
Mr. Chair, Chris Wright from the Newport Daily for your records. May I ask where these egos are, or
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll tell you exactly where they are. All right. So, everyone knows where Fox Hall is, the old mansion, right? So, the owners of that property, the Pydens, got out many years ago. So the owners of that property have a huge, great big spruce tree on their waterfront, and that massive nest is up in that tree.
You know where it is now, don't you?
Yeah, so it's real close to the old Song of the Wind camp dock that Mark Pernokas owns now.
West side of the lake, about a quarter of the way down.
Correct. Yeah, northwest,
Almost
northwest.
proximus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
I saw
Right.
an eagle with a fish bell. That may came out of my group
Okay.
today.
Yeah.
So, folks, I just wanted, since I've got the floor, there's a lot of commercial pressures on this part of the lake right now, and I think the for in my opinion, the bald eagles is was the first one that came to mind. But you may or might not know, we defeated a wedding barn operation that was about ready to go live 3 years ago. That was defeated through Act 250 and some neighbors who got involved, number one. Now, just to let everyone know, on the other side of me, there's now going to be a potentially and very likely to be a pickleball court on the shoreline of Lake Willoughby that will be heard all over this lake on this end. So that's also within Act 250. I just felt like the town of Westmore should know about this stuff going on. And I don't know, what kind of communication there is with Act 250 right now in the town of Westmore, but there ought to be some, in my opinion. So anyway, word to the wise.
Okay.
Do you hear your house from the pickleball?
Yeah,
Yeah,
the people that own the
that.
last remaining tennis court ripped it up, ripped the clay up, put it in wetlands in this area, and then decided to drop a blacktop slab in place of it, with which is yeah. So now there's going to be now they're now they want to use it for pickleball, which is very loud, very obtrusive. And like I said, this is going to be happening potentially on the shoreline of Lake Willoughby.
Okay. Okay, thank you. We need to move on though.
You're welcome, folks. Thanks again for your time. Appreciate it.
Okay, the next one is Route 5A grant agreement scoping study.
See.
Yeah, and that's Peggy.
Peggy Zimmer, representing the grant group. So I guess at the last select board meeting on June 1st, it was where you were about to or potentially going to sign the scoping grant agreement for the pedestrian and bicycle route. There was concern that was brought up that the grant agreement as written addresses only the feasibility of a walking or bike path and does not appear to obligate the consultant to provide alternate safety recommendations if a path is deemed unfeasible. So did I relay that
Yeah,
correct?
that was my yeah. I brought that up, and
Yeah. So
because
was
the
that, yeah.
Exhibit E was
Yeah.
very vague to me.
Right. And I appreciate the scrubbing with of the grant and the questions because none of us are experts and we need to figure it out because we'd like to get this going. So I called our liaison who is the representative of AP Trans. She's our project manager. Her name is Elise Grout. She got right back to me. She's very good. And I read this
verbatim to her under this concern, and she get in no uncertain terms told me that if for whatever reason, if the community says no back path, if maybe the road can't contain a path, if for whatever reason we can't do a path for the bicycle and pedestrians, they will come up with alternatives that will make Route 5A in that section safer for walkers and bikers. She assured me that. And she gave the suggestions of bump outs for safety, for pedestrian safety. She said crosswalks, and she said signage, just to name a few. So I was encouraged by that. She, as I said, she lives close by, and just she likes the Westmore community and thinks this is a great idea for Westmore. But she also explained that when we selected our experts, and they will be engineering experts on safety on Vermont roads, the selected engineers will give us a package, a grid of three or four alternatives. The first alternative will always say no build. It will be zero expense to the town. The town has the option of saying nothing, no build. And then the second and third and potentially fourth will be progressively more pricey and be potentially more safe on the road for walkers and bikers and cars. So the other thing I want you to, this is what I thought your concern was to begin with, but I don't think it is, but these alternatives that she suggested that they will come up with will have the effect of calming traffic. It'll be a result of it. It is not the goal of this scoping grant, but it would be a derivative of it. So that is encouraging as well. So she said the design consultants will know what they can and cannot suggest to be within the scoping agreement. And it's up to us to manage what they suggest. It's up to us to get the community together at least twice so that we can have input from the community and we can tweak their suggestions. So also I did a little research online about what other scoping studies have come up with for different communities in Vermont. And many of them have these alternatives suggested. There's actually there seems to be a boilerplate for the request for proposal. And in it, there is a whole paragraph about suggested alternatives. So it's not something that they're not gonna do. They are gonna give us alternatives. So just to remind you, 2 years ago, when we had the VCRD come in here and we listed the challenges facing our community, the safety on Route 5A was one of the top challenges. And also, just as a reminder, our town plan specifically states bike and pedestrian path as an initiative. So, so I'm hoping this will address your concerns and that we can get this thing signed away so we can start in on these RFPs or RFQs. And I wouldn't ever do any RFP or RFQ without sharing it with you first. But that would be the next steps in the process.
Thank you.
Just so
okay, thank you, Peggy.
Thank you.
Okay, so do we... Any more discussion on that? Is it?
I mean, just from a strictly contract perspective, I would have liked to have seen that conversation laid out in more detail in Exhibit E. At this point, I mean, we kind of have to trust them. They've done it before in other areas, but strictly from a contract perspective, I don't take for granted that I'm getting anything if it's not in writing. And again, it does. Exhibit E does say alternatives, but it doesn't go into detail as to what, you know, saying that it could just come up with, you know, a traffic calming sign. So that's, again, that was my concern.
Okay. Anybody else? No. So we got any carry this forward, or
are we going to vote to sign it at this point? Do we need a motion?
Oh, yeah.
And I agree with you contract wise, but at this point, I guess we're going to trust in her statement. And
it does say alternatives, but it doesn't go into the detail that has been explained.
The RFP would go into
This is an attachment to that right here.
Yeah, but that's the one I was questioning because it doesn't
get into the level of detail that the conversation she had.
Yeah.
I would have expected that in a contract to say, step one, you know, alternative one, alternative two, that we were going to give you X amount of alternatives.
But they did, didn't they?
No, they just said, they just kind of say alternative.
They listed them. Alternative procedure meeting, alternative selection, you know.
Well, it's alternative, yeah, but it's not an alternative plan. Yeah.
Pardon?
Yeah.
Specifically a bump out, a crosswalk,
yeah.
A sign.
Yeah, they didn't list the options that could come out of this study. Yeah.
The engineering first, right. Even at that level, you right. Know that.
And people from the community may have better ideas than they do.
Right.
It's a process of getting these ideas together.
Okay. Okay.
I'll make a motion that we sign it and with
well, that's part of it already.
Oh,
that's part of it already.
Yes. Yeah, it's been so long ago. Yeah. I read it and I don't remember what I read.
Okay. Second, could you state the motion?
That. Do you have the
Route 5A grant agreement?
Yeah.
5A grant agreement. I guess that's the motion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Second.
Somebody second it?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Can you hear that?
Sorry.
I think everybody needs the song.
Miss Town Westmore.
Benetti's going to show up tomorrow.
Yay.
After a week and a half and not having anything.
They said they're coming. That doesn't say that.
No, they said they're coming, but I hope I didn't cancel them by.
They're coming between 9 and 8.
No, two and four. But I shut my phone off, so I won't get any more in there.
By the way, I did fix it so nobody could unmute themselves.
You got to make sure you check the box.
Yep.
So in the motion, it should say that the authorized select board chair to sign this as well.
Yeah, you're the only one there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Duly
I'll make the motion.
Duly noted.
Select board chair
okay.
Signs
that. Right.
And then initial. Okay, I think that's it. You want to look at that, Jason, for me a little bit. Make sure I get right.
On the right page.
Just double check it.
I'm sure they didn't slide anything else in for you.
That's better to have two or three people look at it rather than just take for granted. Although Elaine will look it over.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the only signature line.
Great.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now are we moving on from that?
Then, yep.
Okay, Blackfly. This is information. Blackfly run and ride donation received from Jesse Holden, $515.
Okay, thank you.
And then the other one is LWCF site stewardship inspection. I don't know.
Lake Land and Water Conservation Fund.
I'm sorry, can I interrupt? Do you need a motion to have
to accept
thank you to accept the money or thank you?
That's just information.
Okay, so it's
information only.
But somebody needs to be in charge of sending the thank you.
Oh. Well, usually the town clerk.
Okay,
town clerk, make
a note. Yeah.
Town clerk, please. Okay.
This is what you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, the Land and Water Conservation Fund. There's an inspection that has to be turned in by, what is it, August 31st, a complete PDF inspection form.
Okay.
So, there's some, I asked David whether or not anybody was aware of any history that we had with this Lake Water Conservation Fund. which states that believe in their information to us that they did, re Westmore did receive funding for the North Beach. So,
Oh, I know how that works. I'm
yeah,
not
how was
sure about
that one?
that. And I
How
do.
was that
I
one?
read somewhere on all that Roy met with him at the beach when Roy was.
What was the project or the
They just go over and look it over and like say, well, your bathroom needs to be replaced, and
there was funding,
there's
so
really
we did
not a
receive
lot
fund.
as
We
long
did
as we're
receive funding,
following.
though. The town did receive funding.
There is a. That's a long time ago, Bill.
Yeah, that's when the beach was
Yeah.
bought. That's the funding was.
There was a original scope of that whole layout.
Okay.
They even had trees planted
Okay.
there, and then there can't be any overhead lighting. That was one of the things. Things
Okay.
like that.
What she forwarded basically said that it hasn't been inspected in X number of years, and because we receive funding from them to purchase it, this inspection is updated, and it looks like we can walk through ourselves, but basically they want to us to prove that the beach is still accessible to the public and that we haven't blocked people off or
Yeah,
anything
there
like
isn't
that.
any work involved in
In
there
other words,
other than
just go
filling
down
out the
and take
form.
some
Yeah,
pictures.
it's basically filling out the form
Right.
and attesting to the
Right.
fact that it's
Right.
still publicly accessible.
Okay.
Do you want to do that, Bill, given that you had original contact
I
about it?
can, or
Okay.
Jason Luther.
I'm going to
Okay.
say
I'm
it's just a PDF form that came
I can
to
walk I
us.
can walk down and do it this weekend if you want.
Yeah,
Okay. I'm right
well,
there.
just
Okay.
gonna have Jason do it if he wants.
Okay.
Do you have all this information?
She forwarded it,
Yeah, I do remember
We do
reading
have the
about.
form that was forwarded to us. PDF.
Okay, so we can
I'll make a motion that Jason does a walkthrough and fills out the form and signs it, sends it in.
Okay, so second. Okay, all in favor?
Hi.
All right. Aye.
Okay, so now the next one is Larry Smith email, passive safety inspection report. Do we want to get into that or just pass over and take it up at the next meeting?
Yeah, it could be quite a bit.
Okay, so we'll table that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Now, I don't think there wasn't anything critical anyway,
But I
so.
think we ought to go through it
Yeah.
at an open meeting,
Yeah.
too.
Yeah, but it wasn't any critical that needed to be done in the next week or so.
Okay, the next one is Kingdom Games approval needed Lake Willoughby Kingdom Swim, August 8th.
They've always done it in the past, right?
Yeah, this is the one that she was waiting on the information back that
Yeah.
he had been out of pocket for
Slow.
a little while due to some personal issues, so he forwarded everything that was needed.
Okay.
I'll make a motion that we approve the Kingdom Games swim as long as we have all the paperwork done.
August 8th, second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 So the next one is
Nope.
you all set?
Nope. We need a signature.
Oh, this is new.
Yeah.
So in other words, approve this day.
Is that what we just voted on?
Why don't we just
It says there's a sticker there says where to sign.
Yeah, I see
Yep.
it. Yeah.
Does it did we ever
We've never done this, have we?
I don't remember, but
ever doing Kingdom Games?
I
No.
just wondered if the donation pages on there,
Well,
they should be, we should be asking for another public use of the beach, and we're asking for donations from everybody else. And
oh, I don't know,
okay, I
Bill.
didn't realize it was this
Maybe next time.
complicated. I don't.
Maybe next time. They've already, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I would encourage it. They're charging $450 to $550 per participant.
I know, but you know, to go back now and tell them, well, you know, thanks for submitting the information.
Is that
Give us a donation.
we're three for three when we ask. We're zero. We're
I
zero
feel
for three when we
comfortable
don't
to table
ask.
it till next because it's August
Yeah,
8th.
okay.
And then that way, I mean, this somebody should read this unless somebody already. I mean, it's.
Okay, let's remove that motion then.
Yeah, I was going to say you have to
yeah,
make a motion to rescind the motion.
I'll rescind that.
Second.
Okay. All in favor.
All right. Table it.
Yeah, we need to look at that. That's I don't feel
too many pages.
Well, yeah, I gotta say it, but you know, it needs to be looked at. It's a lot of, I mean, it's like a book. Okay.
And Elaine might be able to send him an email saying
okay.
We're requesting donations from all these users.
Okay, Town of Westmore Waterworks. Elaine requests to pay $100 operating fee via credit card.
Don't understand this. Waterworks.
No, we had to do it last year too. It was something to do with the water here.
Because
you mean the water. Up there, that's where we get the water.
Yeah, right,
sampling,
but right?
Sampling,
the church.
It's
sampling.
Yeah.
Oh, the sampling, right. She does that, I think. Elaine
yeah.
does that herself.
Yeah, correct.
Mm. Okay.
I'll make a motion to.
What will you pay?
A&R.
Oh, they're paying A&R?
Yeah. I'll make a motion to approve Elaine to pay the $100 operating fee for the Westmore Waterworks.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next one is update contract, David White sweeping. Dan, that's...
Dan, isn't that road foreman stuff?
Well, she probably went there. It's just all it is. It's just update his contract. I would say probably with all this stuff that they sent in. I like to think of what it is.
Has he already fought?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the year.
It does need a signature.
Yeah, it's probably just a yearly contract.
That's our purchasing policy. They have to have an insurance certificate, W-9.
Oh, right. Exactly. Right. Okay. Right.
I'll make a motion to have the updated contract for David White sweeping to be signed.
Well, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Now we all sign us. Mary, I'll pass it right to you.
Yes.
Still holding the 7:30.
Hmm.
No, we're supposed to be
seven. Yeah, we start skipping.
Well, we can just start tabling.
Yeah.
Most of these, the rest of them are pretty fast.
So can we do a table with an arrow?
Okay, let's see. We're all set on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. ADA digital compliance federal regulations.
Elaine requested that you table that because she had
okay,
stuff
table that
one. Had to explain. So.
Okay. Okay, so now we go to road foreman.
Oh, yep.
Open.
Bids are.
Huh?
I don't know where the bids are. There must be something.
I don't either.
You.
So.
Wait. Got it.
I know of two. I don't know if there's any more. Did we hang that?
Three.
Yeah, go ahead and start them. Well, it doesn't matter who gets them or who opens them.
They're out there, Colin.
Yep.
You gave me the easy one.
Wasn't deal.
David Perkins, 2050.
Yeah. Anybody want to see it?
No, just hear the number.
Frog Hollow Excavating LLC, 2000.
Perkins was, sorry.
2050.
2050, right.
Frog Hollow was 2000.
Okay. The other one, Nick?
Okay.
Nicholas PRLUE. Is that right? Placing a bid, 1800.
Okay.
Okay.
So David's got the high bid. David's got the high bid. Is that what Is that what we expected for, or were we hoping for three?
That's probably close. I think you can buy them on Facebook Marketplace for about three.
Yeah.
But I was told.
What's the thing cost now?
50.
Huh?
50.
Yeah. That's always what I like to know is that price for.
But this is far from new.
I know, but I just It's basically about 1% of what it's worth.
But it's not. We haven't used it now that we don't have the excavator. Yeah. Just sitting there, rusting away. I'll make a motion. Well, maybe I shouldn't.
No, you stay out of it.
Last name, so I'll skip. I'll stay out of it.
And they all here.
I figure they're going to come in between 2 and 3.
And you,
like I said, just on Facebook Marketplace, you can get them out.
What? Yeah. Somebody want to make a motion? That's up to you guys.
What do you think, Dan?
I don't think you're going to get much more for it. I quick people call it just.
Yeah, because really tax dollars we're giving out then.
I know, looking online there, $3,000-$4,000 with a new bed on them. This one, the bed needs to be replaced, the brakes need to be done.
Do you want to make a motion to accept that bid?
I'm just throwing that out there and thinking.
Okay.
I'm not against selling it, but I don't want to make the motion.
Go ahead.
I'll make a motion that we accept Dave Perkins' high bid for the excavator trailer.
Yeah.
How many ton?
It's a 20 ton.
20 ton. Yeah.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
David. Oops, there's a note on there.
It's not done.
I don't know if you have, but that Elaine wrote.
Okay. Okay, we're all done with the trailer.
Yep.
Okay. So the next one is. So in other words, we can table this, I guess, or not. What is it for?
For overhead doors, they're going to fix some cables. And I remember you guys said there was some merch money left over. The guy from For Overhead Doors said that some of the guys are replacing the bottom panels with the merch money and then putting in faster door, garage door openers, so the doors open faster and they close faster. But if you save money,
you can do that with merch.
Yeah, there's like three or four.
Do we have money, John?
Yeah, we should. We should.
That's kind of why I just threw it out there, whether you guys wanted to. And like, the bottom doors are so rotted out, they can't put new seals on them.
Rusted at the bottom.
And we tossed it in earlier. We got a quote for $3,500. I do the side seals, I think.
I think they did them last year, I think. Because I asked him.
I know, we haven't seen an invoice for that.
I guess he did it for free. I have no idea, because he was there and I just said, what would you suggest? Because I said, if there's any money left over, you know.
No, let's ask.
So it's a municipal energy, Dan? It would be municipal energy, right?
Yeah, under the MERC grant, yeah.
Yeah, sort of
replacing the seal, the faster open.
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
The faster they open, obviously, the less
Alrighty.
Heat goes out.
It was an article in Brownie.
Was there anything like that? You said he did three other ones, I think. So I just kind of threw it out there. You guys were talking if you had any leftover money, so I just asked him.
Okay, so
this is the four bottoms, so four doors, the bottom section, and one opener.
I don't know what he put on there. He should have had all the openers on there, but I'm not sure.
He only put in one opener, and it also says operator installed.
Yeah, I'm not.
I
was hoping he was going to do them all, but.
Yeah, that's.
So incomplete. Then.
So it's in. Yeah, well,
yeah, it's not.
It's incomplete for us to make a final decision.
Right.
Yeah.
But like I said, if you want more Right. If you want more things, I can just ask him. I sent it in. I just.
Yeah, he needs to have it on here before we can approve it.
Yeah, is it December when the Merck grant has to be?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have to either spend it or
December 31st. Spend it or return it by December.
Yeah, so I can ask him. Yeah, I just kind of put it on there to ask you guys more or less like.
I think
can I
when you ask him, it'd be worth.
I just want
We're
to
going to do your
explain.
doors,
Ah, doesn't mean
fire
you have to have
department
department.
as well.
If there's enough money,
Yeah, no.
you guys think. So I think when I last calculated it, there's an it's coming up, I know, but there's a number of things we still have to do. The mini splits. We did put in the ADA ramp. We're going to put in lighting in the fire department's bay. And I think there was one other thing. And even with that, we still have about 30,000 left. And so what we had talked about originally was, well, any left, we'll just add more solar panels on the roof. But if we have other things, we might as well just go down that path.
Yeah, because I mean, if that's the amount that's left to put in three additional openers, we'd still be covered. The question I would have is, because it says specifies operator installed, are you guys capable and have the equipment to install that on your own?
No, that would be him.
Okay, so have that, have him update that for to
He
add
needs
labor.
more than one
Well, yeah,
opener
so
too.
you, yeah,
For
so
all the doors.
update, yeah, get a quote for all the doors, including installation. And then we can
And
decide, and if we need to pair it back, we can pair it
we
back.
can end up
Maybe
the money
four.
situation.
Where? All the way down at the
At the town
town
garage.
garage four. Right.
And the insurance guy did say we should put one at the big door at the transfer station, which
Big door for transfer station.
I want to opener. Which it only gets open once a week.
And
To me,
that you could do is to, if you
we
move over
can
there, you could
take
have
care
that,
of getting
that used one down there.
that
And it would be just down here.
Just the labor
The
thing.
transfer station is outside the Merck scope because they
Well,
won't
okay.
pay that
That's
money.
right.
But
That's
we
right.
could take the used ones
The
and
used one. Yeah. You can actually take three of the used ones and put each
yeah,
one
all three of the big overhead
through.
doors. Okay. So
Okay. Is that tabled then or what should I
Well, it's going to
update?
be tabled, or it's going to
It's going to be tabled pending an
more
update,
update.
an updated
More.
quote.
Yeah.
I'll have them break it all out so that way if you say, okay, we don't have enough money, we can do three doors or
Yeah.
something like that.
Right.
Okay. Okay, so we're all set. Municipal Highway Grant Award, Class 2, Roadway, Town Highway 1, Willoughby Lake Road, and Town Highway 2.
That's just
Door,
the big
road, simple only.
one. That's just the big one. Information. Grant.
Huh?
It's just the information on the death grant. We already know we're getting it. It's just
Mm-hmm.
finalized.
Yeah.
What
Well,
is?
you all set with that, Dan? Okay. Okay, the next one is vehicle registration, 1979 Massey tractor. Signature needed.
So you guys need to okay d just for David to sign that?
Yeah, I'll make a
Mm-hmm.
motion. David signed.
Dan,
Should it
is
register if we're thinking about getting rid of it and maybe a different tractor?
how much is it?
Probably not much.
Free.
Huh?
It's him, yeah, it's free.
Free.
We might as well.
Let's do it anyway. So it's
Yeah. I'm not.
next. So anybody want to make a motion on
I
that
make a
now?
motion we register the Massey
5 years
Ferguson.
for nothing, Bill.
Yeah.
What a deal.
All
Yeah.
second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Still some hurt.
I had that same thought, Dan. I had the same thought, but I
Same
hadn't looked
thought.
down yet.
Although you could both, yeah. You could always just switch it over anyway.
Can we do the addition next?
What's that?
Roadside
Roadside
mower.
mower?
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, that's all. Yeah.
So I know we've put some money into that roadside mower the last few years. We're at the point where the joystick needs to is the next thing on that list to be replaced. The other day, Dan went to mow with it and couldn't even get the mower to pick up with it. It's if we don't order the parts to do it, we're gonna be And if we wait another meeting or two, we're going to be into the end of August before we get the part and have that mower running.
No. Is it
It's
more than the
epic.
toys or
That's the joystick's about 7,000, 66 and change or 6 and change.
for the how much
The whole
is
stuff
that?
6,000 and change. So
No.
65,
There's
66.
no rebuilding.
Not on the joystick now.
If I remember right, there was the harness to go with it too.
Yeah, it's the harness and joystick. It's yeah, just under 7,000.
How much was it? 7,000?
6,500. Yeah.
65?
Yeah.
But if we got a different tractor, could we mow with a plow mower or not?
Well,
You could do one pass.
3 feet.
Yeah, not
I
the.
mean, you could do some, you're just not going to be able to do it all. But what are you going to do with the tractor if we don't fix it?
No.
Sell it.
This
You're
$4
too far
grand
into
after
it
that.
now.
I mean, last year we dumped, put it in the metal box and then put in a bunch of work into the mower itself. And then that must have been 4 or 5,000.
Yeah, it
What
was
is for
about
that?
five.
5 to 8,000 for that.
How many times do we mow in a year? I do the blacktop for the 4th of July, and then I redo everything. I do all side roads and all everything else like that. Nowadays. For the repair costs we're seeing, should we contract it? It's up to you guys. I
I
think
mean,
that we bought that thing and had repairs every year, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to say like before. I think you. I want to say it was like 5 or 6,000 to have it mow. But if we got another tractor where we could use a little flail mower, but I'd at least do the blacktop for the 4th of July. And then you guys could have David White come back in and start doing it. And then you could get rid of it. I don't know. It's nice to have, but just there's only one thing left to fix is the joystick.
Until next year.
Until the motor goes.
It'd be like painting a
Yeah.
bridge with a lamp. That's
Yeah.
right.
You're probably.
I think the biggest issue we had there, if I remember right, our yearly thing was anywhere between $5,000 and $7,000. And the thing with it is how many passes for that? It wasn't just,
Two to
it was two or three.
three.
I don't remember that. I remember one single pass usually.
Yeah. No.
On the
Yeah.
bid was two to three.
Yeah. It just
Yeah.
depends on the place. You know,
Huh?
all the field places. In all the fields, it's 2 to 3 passes. In some of the woods, it's only one pass because, like, you go along a pond, you only get one pass. Go through all your fields, like, over by your guys' house, it's 2 to 3.
Yeah.
And then he always brushes up,
Yeah.
for 55, 6,500 bucks. He did a good job. But we got. It's
And
nice to have it because we can do it when we want.
I
guess if we don't fix it and then
What's
you
it?
try to sell it, it's not worth
Not worth
anything.
anything. No.
It's had these problems since we bought it. It's nothing
Yeah, the
new. Yeah.
joystick's been a problem.
Yeah, the whole time.
Yeah, it settles on you if
Just
when
times
it
when it
held it.
comes up, doesn't go out, comes up, just has a mind of its own.
But you can get the parts.
Yeah, joystick's easy to get.
Okay, so anybody want to make a motion on that to?
I guess we might as well. We might as well.
6,500.
We might as well fix it because if we wanted to sell it next year,
Right. Yeah.
it's worth a lot. It's going to be worth that
Because,
much more.
yeah, I mean, it's at the point where you're into it probably 45,000 to have it sit there. You're not going to get half of that with it not running. So,
Put a cap on how much it would be to repair it. 7,000, 6,500. What do you say?
I'd go 7 just in case parts went out from last year. So.
7.
I'll make a motion to approve up to $7,000 for the joystick replacement for the roadside mower.
One second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Request to have air paint front
Yeah.
porch railing, municipal building, some shingles,
That wasn't
also.
mine
Did
again.
he volunteer?
But I haven't talked to him
No,
about
we
it.
don't.
Who
We
did
don't
it?
get into that one. I won't tell you what.
Okay.
Table it?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Tabled.
She's talking to Eric, our transfer
Yeah,
station guy.
well,
Yeah.
I got this and I says, uh-oh.
Okay.
If I remember right, we talked about this once before, and anybody that gets up on a ladder, our insurance company, they have to be trained.
Table.
Table.
Right. Table.
Days.
Would it be easier just to say not to do it?
Huh?
Would it be easier to say not to do it?
I think there's
Instead of
some
table.
shingles falling off
Anybody
and
gets up on
both
something,
the
you see that There's certain.
I don't think she's talking a ladder. I think it's all
I think
ground
it's
level.
all groundwork, but if
It's
the
just a
shingles are
roof.
bad, then that falls onto the roofing company that just put a new roof on your building. It would
Yeah.
fall onto
No,
it.
I think it doesn't have cedar shakes on
Side,
the side.
wall side.
Yeah,
That's
but
what it,
they're
yeah,
at the
shingle.
chest height.
Not roof
It's
shingle.
not like climbing on
Right.
the roof.
Not
Not at
roof
all.
shingle.
I think it's
Is
just.
it still laying?
I
Keep
don't
the ground
know.
above air.
Yeah, I think it's everything's below head height to do it.
Yeah.
That's the way I am
As long
picturing
as they stay the feet on the ground, we're fine. But once they hit the ladder, then the insurance has told us that they have to be trained.
it. I think it's the railing and the shingles on. Well, I don't
I think
know.
you should wait for Elaine because she
Yeah.
probably has more information about that, and she
Yeah.
probably has spoken to Eric.
Okay.
No.
Table.
So she asked
Table.
me
Oh.
about it, and we don't have
Okay.
time. Like, I'm gonna be
Oh
going
yeah,
out
it'll.
here pretty soon, so we're trying to get everything ready for that.
So why don't we just table it?
Yeah, good.
Yeah,
Yeah.
well, now give us time to
Yeah.
look at it and
Works at transfer station.
Oh.
Eric did say he was interested in that, so I think.
Okay.
But there's a lot more to that.
Okay, the next one is Town College Update Calendar, info only.
Does anybody want to look at it?
Why don't we just, unless you want to take time, or we'll just table it till
No.
next meeting.
Yeah, I'm good.
Carry
Just
forward.
bossing around.
Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah, it's just information
Yeah, it's
only.
just information.
And
We've
we
got
already done the first.
help that are picking that are
Already
doing
done
that
it.
anyway, right?
It's posted,
Hybrid
I
public
think, on
meeting
the building
requirements.
officially. We did that.
We already did
Hybrid.
that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Done.
Did you
Yeah.
want
No, I have a
to?
copy. Thank you.
Okay.
Do you want to see it, Isaiah?
Yes, he does, because he's going to attend the yoga.
Yes, he does.
Heating
You
and
don't
cooling
know,
ones.
honestly.
Okay,
That's
so
your busy day.
we've already done the hybrid public meeting
Yeah.
procedure. Now we're going to do the MERC fund update on heating and
Cooling
cooling.
units.
Yeah, so I've been trying to get a hold of Pierce. I've had two conversations. He said, I'll get you the quote, I'll get you a timetable. I haven't heard from him on my flight back. I pinged him again with the, professional courtesy of a response would be appreciated, and he's gone radio silent. They got the job down with Lindenville Wheeler Construction. Sticks and
Oh yeah,
stuff
right,
bought them. Yeah,
right, yeah.
building supplies.
Pierce got
Remember
that
that?
contract to do all the electrical and build a new warehouse. So I think that's sucking up
Busy,
all their
busy
busy
time.
time.
they've been in Newport every day this last 3 weeks.
Pierce has.
As yeah, but I don't think his word is priority anymore. So I'm going to look at putting out RFQ again.
What does this entail?
What's that?
What does it entail to do? In other words, what are you looking for?
So that I would need setting aside the garage doors and my memory, I might be missing the three big things was the mini splits, two for here and one for the employee area, and the electrical in the last phase where we didn't redo the lighting at the town garage. So
And then
and then yes,
floor joists.
the buttressing the floor here.
And they got the bid on the beach power too, didn't they?
Yep.
Yeah,
Yeah.
they did. And they're supposed to do that by the 20th of this month. Yeah, I don't think that's gonna happen. So I'm gonna call him when I'm in Wednesday. I've got his cell phone. And but I said in the my last message is if you cannot do this, you need to tell me now. And if he's just gone silent. So it's not good. The skill, the trades I'm gonna need, and maybe we work as the prime, but we would need an electrical contractor, we would need someone who could install mini splits, and we would need someone to pour concrete pads for all the mini splits. So we it'd be three trades we'd have to manage.
Well, this is more commercial, but the mini splits, most of them are coming with a preformed pad and a stand for high snow areas. So
Right.
as long as so there's no concrete that needs to be poured for most of those.
Yeah, it's
Okay,
very
okay,
similar to
yeah.
the
Yeah.
generator.
Yeah, so
Okay, so that would be good.
yeah, and there's
And those bids came in before I was here. Is there any requirement that it's the same company? Or it was just Pierce bid on everything?
Pierce, well, we had
They
three
won the
people. We
bid.
had three
They've
people
got the
bid. They
bid.
won.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And we were looking for a prime. So
Right.
he used
Gotcha.
prime, which was great.
Okay. Yeah.
And then the other would be if we had the remaining money, and this is why I'm sort of tipping away from that, we're going to use any surplus funds to add more solar panels. That just adds a level of complexity there. That I don't want to manage as a prime. So we'd have to have probably the electrician would have to come in twice, once to run the lines and two to connect it. So it's not overly complex, but I've got an idea. When Pierce did the mini splits, and I would reach out to this guy, they subbed it to this guy who did ours here, and he did a nice job. So he's on the list, but I would get two others, Nadeau and somebody else.
Could you get the electricians that we always use? J&L or J&S?
Who's that?
J&S Electric, I think it is.
Yeah.
The ones that we always have when we have electrical problems. We always call them.
Yep. Send me the name.
James will feed.
I'll look at that. But I want to catch Pierce on Wednesday and just say, you gotta tell me. No skin off your back. It just tell me what you want to do. So
Okay, well said on that.
Yep.
Okay. So the next one is update. Jennifer will email update, and it's information.
I've got the email here.
Yeah, information only.
I think it
I'll
was
just
sent post also.
Huh?
I just want to update you. It just says there's 23 youth enrolled in the Westmore commute from the Westmore enrolled from the Westmore community, and an additional 15 from communities outside of Westmore are on the wait are enrolled in on a wait list. The organization said we had the highest enrollment in the opening week than any other community, and they're thinking about opening it up for an afternoon session.
We did get that email.
You did get it?
Yeah, we did
Okay.
it.
So,
Yeah.
The
and it,
select board
it
did.
and it thanks you all for your support.
Okay.
Okay, all set. The next one is a liquor commission, liquor control, consideration of liquor permit application, select board acting in its capacity as a local liquor commission, approval needed, request for catering, Notch House, August 28th, 2 p.m. to 10 p.m., Collaborative Stoke LLC. So we need to prove that, or not one of
I'll make a
the.
motion that we approve the liquor permit application for the Notch House on August 28th from 2 to 10 p.m.
I'll second.
All of the favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Next one is local citizen visitors, questions and discussion. None?
No.
Well,
Doug
is this
Martin.
where I come in again?
Yep. So I have reached out to Doug, and I apologize. Last week, him and I, in the last couple of weeks, have not been able to connect. Last week was pretty crazy, but I've got more time
You're
this
not
week, so
right.
I have not forgotten him. We've
The
just
thing is, we've
played some new
considered
tag.
and
Yep.
tried to. I don't know what it would take because
Traffic study.
it would be great to see it in the summer, the
Yep.
study. I don't know what it means, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Hopefully, I'll have more for you next time.
Donna Gazugas has her hand up.
Who?
Donna
Donna.
Gazugas. And
Danny. What day is long Pablo coming for? Tomorrow.
now, how do I
What
unmute?
time?
I think you just right there. Click on them.
It should be done by
I might
two
have
or
screwed it
three.
up because I.
Yeah. Just
That's
hit the mute button.
I'll be closing Long Pond tomorrow.
And yeah.
2 to 3,
Can you hear
right?
me? Can you talk,
Yeah.
Tom? For what?
No, she's still muted. Then you'll call her again.
Oh, just Colbert,
Yeah.
where the storm fell?
Well,
That the
Where
animals
is
have got
it?
to
Hit the
move?
three little dots.
No, it's further up than that.
Okay.
Where is that? Is it?
It's right past the store. Yeah. It's like
Right past the
right
store?
past the store?
Yeah, three,
Colbert,
four.
okay.
Maybe
Okay. 2 to 3,
Yes.
thank you.
Click
Somebody was
that
asking
mute
about
button.
when was the
Yeah,
going to be closed.
talk to Liz about it
Yeah.
and
Okay. Oops.
But I didn't know if it was tomorrow or the next day because it was.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Donna, we're trying to unmute you. Stand by. Yeah.
Sorry, where did I mute on? No.
Yeah. Yeah, just ask to unmute.
Yes.
Highlight her first, Jana. See how that's.
I think you got it to work.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. I'm hoping this is the right time. NEK Broadband's having that coffee hour on Saturday. We've done it through Elaine. It's from 10 to 11:30. We had agreed on like two different separate select board meetings where we discussed, and I thought it was agreed upon that it could be sent out through the town email. Because this is a really important thing. It's covering approximately over a third of the town, this particular build out, and it's free hookups. And if people have underground utilities, the hookups are free. So I think we need to let people know this. And so could somebody please make sure that email goes out, because Kitty did send something to Elaine. Linda also got in touch with Elaine. Ray got in touch with Elaine, but the email hasn't gone out, and it's this Saturday from 10 to 11:30, and there's going to be coffee and refreshments. We encourage everyone to come because this is a big build out, and then hopefully in another about year and a half, 2 years, there will be another build out for another section of the town. So I hope this is like really good news and that you'd be wanting to get the information out there.
Okay. I can ask Elaine tomorrow. Yeah. Or
she needs permission from the select board to do that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And it is on. She has listed on here as. Is that Donna? Is that the NEK broadband dropping event Saturday, June 20th?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, that is it. Correct.
Okay.
Well, then I'll make a motion that we give Elaine permission to send this email out.
I'll second it.
All right. Thank you very much. And the only other thing I want to remind you is that the Supreme Court, Westmore is in, well, our tower case is in Supreme Court, 9:45 this Thursday. We are having a car caravan that some are leaving at 7 a.m., some are leaving at 7:30. If anyone's interested, you're welcome to join us, or you can drive yourself there. But we think it's good to have some citizens, have the justice see some citizens in the courtroom, as it's only a half an hour. 15 minutes each side presents. It's oral argument, that's it. And then they decide on everything that's been submitted. So if anyone's interested, either Cynthia Kriebel or myself, you could get in touch with.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Is there, I thought I heard some of this YouTube coverage of this or some such.
Yep, there is. It says live YouTube link, Supreme Court, oral argument.
Okay.
Okay.
Does anybody know anything about this broadband technician training at no charge?
No.
Nope.
Nope. Oh, here it is.
I think they're looking for more people to work for.
I think this is covered with the drop-in thing.
Okay. So we're down to that's it. Other than bidding and going into executive session for the sheriff's contract.
Okay, so
do I need to read that?
Yeah,
that piece of paper. That piece of paper that you have to read.
Oh, somewhere, yeah.
Okay.
There's a little.
We know.
This isn't enough anymore. What it says here.
Yeah, no, it ain't. It's
this is.
It'd be like a half sheet of paper.
Yeah.
Hey, dear.
Yes. Okay, the select board finds that premature general public knowledge would clearly place the public body or a person involved at a substantial disadvantage.
I make a motion that we move to executive session on the subject of the Orleans Sheriff contractual obligations under 1 VSA 313A1A.
And I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
And for you, folks.
At 8:46.
7:45.
Well, 8:46 is when we got to get done.
For you folks that are online, I'm going to
you got
remove
it.
You from the meeting. When we sign back in, I can I'll let you come back in.
Part of a clarification, Mr. Chair, how long do you think it'll be?
Oh, boy. That's a good one.
Well,
it might be quick, 15, 20 minutes.
It could be a little bit, yeah.
I'm being conservative.
Is anybody here tomorrow?
Yeah, Elaine's supposed to be here tomorrow. Okay. She told me she was going to be here.
So, forgive me, Mr. Chair, if I may. So, if I put a request in, she can send me the answer?
I think she's going to put the recording on the website, but it will not be recording this session.
No, Mr. Chair.
No, she wants to know he wants to know what our decision will be after we come out of the executive session.
Exactly, because I need to put it in my article. I'm sure, ma'am, I work for the Newport Daily.
I see.
And that's why I'm asking.
Yeah.
Because obviously it's a big issue, and the terms of the contract, and whether you say yay or nay,
yeah.
And that's just what I'm asking for.
Okay.
Yep.
She'll
have the answer.
Okay, so somebody will have it.
Yeah.
Like in Coventry, she's only there like twice a week, so that's why I'm asking.
Well, I talked to her today, and she said she'd be in the morning.
Okay.
But then again, you know, I don't want to get into a lot of, you know, let's put it this way. If she's not in, then she's got family issues that take place.
Okay, I'll talk to you. I'll ask you for when you adjourn.
Yeah.
I'm just going to ask you if I can call you tomorrow, if you can give me a number of one of the board members. It's just, you know, I just like to see the terms of the contract and if it's yay or nay.
Okay.
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 Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
We're going next. I just want to thank Westport Town Forest Day last Saturday. Success, even though it rained. And I want to thank the Linda and everyone and Grant from the town to rejuvenate those trails. It's a great job they've done. And thanks for the parking and the ramp that provides access. So,
okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
We have a lot of good feedback from that.
Okay.
Did you get those?
Nope.
And
now I do. Right.
And stop recording.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. The outcome of the executive session is that the town treasurer and Jason Petraka, the select board member, will work on making updates to the contract and discussing further with the sheriff. No formal decisions have been made.
Okay. That's it.
Yep.
We've done that. So we're down to approval of the minutes and prior meetings and
good luck with your fine nose.
Well, one thing is she told me that we have to designate somebody to come in and do the payroll, sign it. She said she didn't have quite time enough to do all the payroll. There is a thing there. There is something there, but there should be accounts payable there.
Yeah.
But the payroll, she said, we needed to designate a signer to come in tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay, that's, she told you that. It's not, I don't have that notarized anyway.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
You should keep sign the warning?
The warrant.
The warrant, right,
yeah.
Not the checks.
Oh, because she's going to finish the payroll tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's my, I think I got everything.
So just one person can do
it. Well, we have to designate that person.
Yeah.
Or we can look at something she says is there. And if that's good enough for us, then we all just say, good, done. But I think it's just as easy to designate somebody to come in and sign.
It was just for payroll, David?
That's all she said.
Payroll. Just for payroll.
No, so she didn't quite, she's got payroll partly done, but she said it's not complete. I'm gonna pass that there and then come right straight around. This is
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from June 1st.
I'll second it. All those in favor?
Okay. Yeah, okay. Here's the minutes to approve.
Is this where she's saying sign here? We approved of it?
Let me see it, Bill. She told me what it was. Yeah, that's what she said. If we were happy with this, then we could just sign it. We could sign it and then.
Select orders too. This is select orders.
Yeah, no, David's got part of the payroll. This is the other part, the boat greeters. It's all.
Yeah,
no, it's not.
This is, as far as I'm concerned, you can look at that too.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to stop in tomorrow, but I'm okay with signing this part of it by the looks of it. It doesn't.
Is that payroll too?
Yeah, this is payroll.
Yes, this basically is a summary of the payroll.
Yeah.
So everybody that gets paid and
they're waiting. But it doesn't have the boat greeters on that, does it?
No, that's the.
I have the boat greeter. Yeah.
Right. Right. So if you sign this, then that gives her permission to run the payroll. You probably normally sign the.
That's what she talked about. If we were satisfied by signing this, then that's fine. Don't need a designated person.
Yeah, you do need to sign the minutes. You do need to sign the minutes right there.
You can just
hit that.
Yeah,
look at that.
Yeah.
Did I give you back your
copy? You gave me some of them, but I don't think I got them all. The only thing I got was fires.
That's also
written. Well, it's on the computer, so it's you can blow it up.
You've already done it.
Yep.
Okay, Jason, have you done it?
Okay.
Doesn't look like it.
We do planning this year.
No, the other one.
What's the minutes?
Yeah, that's small enough so that you really have to look at it.
Yeah.
I'm going home to get my magnifying
glass. I got a magnifying glass.
So we don't put them in.
These are.
So I don't know. There's something.
Yeah, there it is.
Can't see anything.
David's sign.
We can
put the meeting.
We can either sign each, or I can come in, or someone.
I don't care what you want. It's
I'm okay with signing.
It's the board's decision. I'm just don't know what the whole thing.
Yeah,
I mean it's got all the numbers that you would sign.
Yeah, you're gonna see the same.
What is not complete about it? Do you know, Mary?
Yeah, I think normally you sign the register.
Yeah, there's a warrant.
A warrant?
Yeah.
So there's no.
It's all made out. Same thing. It's the same thing, only it's out of a different format.
Yep.
And the checks are not there. Usually the checks.
Checks are there, right. So that's all she has to finish tomorrow, isn't it? Yeah,
the checks and the warrant.
And she'll probably have.
And if you need somebody, we could still say we'll have somebody. She could call somebody and.
Yes.
We can make it Bill or Miriam to come in if needed.
Yeah.
If she needs somebody to come in and sign the warrant,
right? So cover yourself and do that.
Tell her that. Yeah.
Well, I think
we have to put that to a vote. Though.
Yeah, you got to vote.
Hey, David.
Huh?
I'll second.
Okay.
So what am I writing?
So.
Well, Miriam's going to be the designated one to come in.
Okay.
Is that all right with Miriam?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
All those
in favor. Aye.
Aye.
Yeah.
I keep that right there, and that's then if you ever need it.
Yeah.
I keep that magnifying glass right there. What you need it for the battle.
That must be the electric at the garage for the 675. Must be the solar panels, they're paying for themselves.
That was one thing that I was going to have on the agenda, but not for the next meeting. But I want an update on what savings we're getting and all of the stuff we're putting
in. Yeah. Well, we both.
So I will show it because I won't be here.
Night off.
Good.
Okay, I'll be on Wednesday.
The solar panel is this bill was for $675. That's at the garage. That's what it our electric bill. $675.
You want this for the record?
That must be because of the solar panel.
Oh, I was testing.
Yeah, yeah. I think you need to get back to that, Jason. If you're the one that's
holy shit.
It just that needs to be that all has to be. Was presented as public.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're mutual aid agreements, so we don't govern. So who they're getting to cover for them?
Better than it used to be,
I'll
check when I come in. It
really shouldn't be much.
If you don't need that, I'll take that.
No, I have.
No. Just be
there's yeah, no, two different ones.
You're supposed to sign this one.
I'm wondering if
I did.
Where you're supposed to start. And I know two, when we had snow, four. I couldn't really tell.
We'll see how
that we're doing it.
Yeah, I signed that.
I'll find
but out. I'll
look who's left off there?
We haven't had much
I haven't signed it yet.
Isaiah, you didn't sign it?
I haven't seen
that's it. That's it. Give it to Isaiah. Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll go listen to you like that.
Here's the folder.
Thank you.
Yeah, warm in here.
Well,
get those mini splits in soon.
I thought they'd have put it in last year, but
yeah, you can't turn these fans on because they go high speed and you can't hear anything.
Yeah,
they're supposed to put that thing in there, you know, but by the time you get it in, it won't do us any good.
Right.
Maybe
as they resend that stuff out, I have a person who does them.
Huh?
I have a person who installs the mini splits, does a really nice job.
I think they should do it later.
Yeah. You want to do the vote readers?
Okay, the vote readers, right.
The
little and then that one's done.
Problem is, he'll make the connection to the disconnect, but he can't
connect.
He can't run from the panel to the disconnect. I mean, he can, but he's not.
Yeah.
He's not an electrician. Yeah. But he can do all the rest of the work.
Yeah, that Richard McAllister came up to the house, gave me the bill, and he had written my name on it. I said, no.
Well, if you remember when they did the quote, they put my name on it instead of down west.
Yeah. Yeah. I said, no, scratch my name off, put the town on. I
and
where
you didn't want to donate it.
Edit in the show.
Don't tell them that.
Yes.
Get that over there. No, I think it's all done. We're almost made it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, four rounds.
I thought you said 7 o'clock. Your clock is out.
Well, I don't know. My daughter's trying to get a hold of me now.
Uh-oh.
She sends me pictures every night. She's down there in Georgia, and it's just nice. Flowers are all out, you know, and they're just
they'll be living on day.
Hot.
Yes.
But hot and humid.
Well, Britta's in Louisville right now. Yeah, it's humid, and she has a great view of the Ohio River, which is brown.
Yeah. No.
Talked to that Adam Park
yesterday.
He said he'd been up in Canada
fishing.
And he says, 90 miles from the nearest town, he says, so all we did was fish. Up at 4:30 in the morning, bed at 9:30, 10 o'clock at night.
That don't surprise me with them.
Yeah. He said, didn't even care if we caught anything. One bad day of fishing still better than working.
Super nice guy.
Yeah. Wicked nice guy.
About what Dane White trucking is?
That's a sweeper.
Oh, that's the sweeper, right. Forgot, right.
Yeah, he's a wicked nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could we get Hayesfield, though?
Sticks and Stuff is taking up years in Lindenville.
Yeah, that's a month or so ago. They
yeah, primary stores taking over Calkins, way out.
Yeah, Calco down in Waterford.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that place has grown unbelievable.
I'll buy that. I'll buy that.
Yeah, he spent
some shows too. They don't have any more people working there. They just have more stuff going on. But
there's a
Fireman store.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's got
busy for what they got.
Yeah,
they don't have enough help.
No.
Huh?
No. Opposite of Pick and Shovel, that place you'd think has too much help.
Yeah.
But every time you go in there, if you need something, there's somebody right there. There's
someone that will wait on you. They bring you right to it.
I've known Francis for 30 years, at least.
Yeah, LeBlanc.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably at least that.
Don't try talking to him on the phone. He can't hear a word you say.
No. I know. I said something to him the other day, and he was walking away, and he didn't dig him at all.
But
he's been there. I don't know how long he's been there. He's been there. Over.
Said to quit farmer. No, didn't he run the farmer?
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like Lee. Oh, Lee's been there a long time.
Yeah, the manager.
Yeah.
Have
you done it? Dave?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I finished reading.
Second time around, he did.
Well, I'll make a motion we approve the payroll and accounts payable. I don't know the numbers, but and if
payroll 12,
what number are we?
Payroll 12.
Payroll 12, and if someone has to come in tomorrow, Marion will come in and sign. It's
necessary to finish it all off. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. This one only got front and back, right? There was no additional page.
There was an additional page, but it didn't really say anything.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, that one.
You can have it.
No, I've got one, though.
We must have a sign off sheet somewhere.
Yeah, we usually have that.
Yeah.
Check the box where we initial.
I don't know where that went.
The register.
Yeah, I put it down here, but I don't remember doing it.
She didn't have it because she didn't finish the other check.
Right.
Okay, we don't really bother. It. Okay, so we've done it?
I think so.
Oops. Yep. Anybody want a copy of it?
Of the contract?
Of the sheriff's contract?
We have it. I was going to say, I have it in my email.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, she gets 5%. She's entitled. She can take 5%. You know that, didn't you?
Of all the contracts?
Of the
money we sent down. Just one of those executive.
That's the administrative fee.
Perks. You're an executive, you get perks.
That's like so it's first.
We were still.
Mm-hmm. I need to read up on that.
Huh?
I need to read up on that Vermont statute a little more.
If you want this, I mean,
well, I have a copy of
some. Okay, so.
I just have to highlight some stuff because I mean, I'm not good at. I have to do that in order to.
Yeah, it'll be a long.
Well, I was more concentrated on the numbers and hours and
another staging here. Yeah. Once they go, it'll look better.
All right. Almost finished perfectly.
Brian North.
Finished rough carpenter.
Finished raw.
With Brian North,
yeah.
Great.
I'll be starting on the
a little bit of
this week.
A little bit of money.
Got to put the plywood down.
What's he done?
Should start.
Well, I was seeing because we
not
just going to make sure we weren't getting tax.
Yeah, but what did Brian Norris do though?
He's going to be involved. Involved in what you're doing there.
No, Brian Norris, because it's smaller. Smaller.
Oh, that's Brian Norris. Yeah.
You know the. Because the roof is going north, but
okay.
They're only going to be
north. Well, meaning that's okay. That's down here.
It'll be 2 by 6 probably.
Well, like Brian Norris.
Yeah. I was trying to figure it out.
Yeah, that's a Brian Norris. That's why it
must be a baseball player.
No,
he's not on the roof.
I'll have a board to work off from, so it won't ever be more than 8 feet high off the floor. So.
Right. And then
all right.
Okay, we made a motion on that. That's all set. All we need to know is if any other business, we need to make a motion to adjourn somebody.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
8:21.
Yeah, 8:21.
Second.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
So the grade, what are you going to do? Us, you're going to be on top, not going to be inside.
Yeah.